This.
Hold on. Damn it. We have so many freaking intros. Is this? No.
Get your shit together, man.
Oh, here it is. Oh, sorry. I was blocking it with something else.
Distinguished gentlemen with a podcast. No, not dad. They're gentlemen with a podcast. Well, it's Jesse, Broke, Boost, and Stu. Arlie entering you.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for stopping by. Got some distinguished gentlemen here with me tonight. How's everybody?
What's happening, buddy? How are you, man?
Not much.
Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah, I got a real problem. I think I have, like, I don't know. There's like seven different intro buttons on this screen, and I keep forgetting what the new one is called.
Can you not rename the files?
I mean, I guess I don't. Actually, I don't think that I can. I think I have to, like, delete them out of here and rename the base file and then do it again. And it's a whole thing.
It seems like a whole thing.
That's a lot of work.
It is. It is a whole thing. So I opted to not do that.
So you opted to just push every single button and go through and go, nope, damn it, wrong one.
Instead, I opted to do this tonight.
Yeah, you just beat it so much, you know?
Yeah.
Just beat it.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, you just beat it so much, you know?
Yeah, you can only beat it so much, then you're going to get... You know, you might get hairy palms or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, you just beat it so much.
But you might go blind. That's another thing that could happen. So,
don't you manscape? Like, you shouldn't get hairy palms if you're manscaping, right?
You know what? You're already bringing on a topic that I have listed on my phone here, and it's
wow.
it's about this video that my friend stumbled upon on the internet. It's this guy. And he's so hairy. I'm going to tell you, he's a porn star. Okay?
Oh my God.
This is the best story ever.
He's so hairy. He just shaves around his dick. It's just like an area about this big. It's just his balls around his dick. The rest of his body's fucking, it's so hairy. Why bother? I mean, I get it. He's trying to be courteous. I'm sorry. I'm crying thinking about it.
Wow.
It is literally, hold on.
So how's literally anybody else doing right now?
Oh my God. I just see
a white screen. Porn, I just see notes.
I see fluffy question, Steve question, scum question.
It's the top. It says
right at very top.
Porn guy shaves.
Porn guy shaves only around it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, I see fluffy, that. You read my mind. Hey guys. On the show tonight, we have Broke Reaper. What's happening, Broke?
I don't know how the hell I'm supposed to follow up with that.
Oh my gosh, seriously.
No, I'm actually doing pretty good tonight.
Good, buddy.
That's all. I'm
That's
not
all
doing
you got?
A dad joke. Okay. I didn't look for a dad joke.
That's all right.
I'm unprepared.
You know what? You don't need one. We also with us, Boost KDV.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Not much. Are you still in your match? Are you safe? For?
I'm good, yeah.
Okay, cool.
How are you? How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well.
That's good.
Thanks for asking.
How was your evening?
It was good. We had Josh's birthday party tonight.
Ah, happy birthday.
Yeah, he turned five,
right?
He doesn't listen to this, so you don't have to wish him a happy birthday.
I'm going to wish
him
really,
a happy really fucked birthday. Up, and he's like, Dad, what's up with this porn guy that only shapes around his dick? Yeah, it was an all right night.
So were you originally going to bring that up with, to, you know, match with Stu's story from,
his surgery?
No, I had no idea
from the charity stream. From the charity stream, yes,
that's kind of what sparked it. But I had really had no idea how I was going to bring it up. I've been thinking like, how am I going to bring the story up? And then Fluffy just opened the door for me. I appreciate it. We have with us Stu Gatso. Speaking of Stu,
what's going on, everybody? So, should we just get right to the point here? I guess Baroque alluded to it. I'm just going to tell everybody I'm still rocking the faux hawk down there.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit interesting because I had something done last week and they had to go in through two catheters through the groin. And so they had to shave me. And I mean, like I said on the stream, I'm the kind of guy, I take care of my manscaping as necessary. So it wasn't like she didn't have to take out a weed whacker or anything down there, but she did take the clippers and she just went zip, zip, one on either side. And I kind of looked down. I'm like, you're not going to finish? Like, it's an incomplete job at this point. Like, you're leaving me work now.
Stu's Johnson was like, I pee the fool's trampoline. That's what it means.
He looks like Mr. T down there.
So, but then, you know, naturally, I'm like, call over my wife. I'm like, Liz, check it out. She's laughing. She's like, you gotta do something about that. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Like, I've asked for the Harry Potter that gave me the Mr. T.
It's unique.
What's the Harry Potter?
Nice lightning bolt look.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
It's advanced.
Yeah, that's like next level, man.
Yeah, you're getting really.
No, man, I had this other story I wanted to talk about, but now I'm. That's it. I got nothing else now.
Okay.
I'll have to wait till next week.
All right. Our first guest on our distinguished gentlemen, two distinguished gentlemen, in their own right, 100%. Don't shake your head at me. Okay. I'm getting an iffy here. One of them helped us on stream last night, and we can't thank him enough. The other one was probably out. You know, with his hair blowing in the breeze and his Miata. We have Fluffy Fingers, MD, and Admiral Nips here. Oh my God.
He's rocking the Stu Gatso groin.
He's trying to make us jealous with his hair. How are you guys doing this evening?
I'm good, man.
Well, that's good. I guess, first of all, the stream that we're referring to was the Saint 14 stream last night, which was benefiting checkpoint.org. And thanks so much to everybody that was involved in that and everybody at Saint 14 for having us on. We had a really good time. We always have a good time when we stream for those guys. We don't really stream enough, I don't think. On a regular basis. We should probably do that like all together once in a while.
Yes.
It was fun. Maybe we should.
I just went in to like talk a little bit of trash, and next thing I know, I got an invite and got stuck with you guys for an hour, and it was fantastic.
I know you were talking trash that you thought that we were supposed to suck, and we were mercing motherfuckers up in there. We were
right. That first game was awesome.
Oh my God!
Like, so when good. Did you guys become PvP gods? And then you invited me, and we lost the next game, and it's like, oh, okay, well, that seems bad for me.
We're like, let's get Jace back in here.
Yeah, you guys made fun of me then.
But no, that was a good time. Thanks for joining up with us, Nips. And thanks to Laz, too, for joining up. Thanks, buddy. And yeah, it was fun times.
So I got to ask, when you guys are back on the subject of manscaping, since we walked away from it.
We can walk back to it.
So you guys are talking about like lightning bolts and Mr. T. And yet when I'm down there, like my number one goal is to not clip the balls with the clipper. Because that's like the worst thing ever.
It you don't want to clip the balls. Yeah.
That's
you don't just use like your razor? Like your face? No.
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 Really? Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
I do.
On your balls?
Hell yeah.
You use your razor?
Oh, wait.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my God, you're insane, dude.
That's disgusting. No,
well, here.
Hold on. First of
better
all,
better than the clippers.
First of all,
down
you use the same on razor the on your balls as you do on your face.
No, the same kind of razor.
No,
because just
she's just in the shower dead. Like yep. Okay,
no.
And
no, dude, it's gross.
And you're talking like a Bic razor.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
No way, dude.
It's not like firm. It's like loose skin.
Well, here's
That's risky.
Let me. No, everybody. Everybody.
Do you like pull? Do you like bat wing it? Do you like pull it and then like?
School is in session. So here's what you do. You gotta trim down. Use the trimmers to get the outer. You get it close, right?
I like what I'm hearing.
You get it close. Mm-hmm. You got to make sure that you're loosened up. Do you ever make like pizza out of regular dough? Like not like boboli. You gotta knead the dough a little bit. You gotta get it nice and stretchy. Well, that's what you gotta do. And you gotta stretch.
That'll haunt my dreams.
For all those razor companies out there, we are looking for sponsors. If you want more quality content like this, this could be a weekly segment with your name on it.
Because if you just try and put a razor on it, you know, it's just gonna like it's gonna collapse in on itself. You gotta get something behind there. You gotta put like a couple knuckles in. And then
I just use a Manscaped trimmer.
I don't think Rob can look at me the rest of the night.
I put it on like the lowest setting and I trim up.
You know that someone's going to listen to this and they're going to go in the shower and then they're going to bleed out.
Yeah,
because they're going to try and use a razor down there.
Well, then, you know, they should be a little more careful because I've never had an issue. But I have heard of many problems with the clippers. So, like, I'm deathly afraid of using the clippers on around the ball area.
I have a guard.
Around the top part, you're totally good with the clippers, but...
I never use bare steel. Always have the guard on.
You have to have a guard.
On the actual balls, you just got to get that razor. Yeah. And instead of Justin knuckling or doing whatever the hell he's doing to his pizza dough down there, a little bit of cold water actually works. Because then what happens is... It's the boys, you know, they don't like that.
Have you ever heard of the hamburger? You ever heard of the hamburger?
I have heard of the hamburger.
Have you guys heard of the hamburger? So it's basically you take.
Oh my god!
You take your balls each in a hand, right? Okay, you're standing there. You got a nut in each hand. You fold your dong down in between them. So now it's like this. Then you flip it sideways and you mash it down. And it looks like a burger.
I can tell you've done this before.
What happened to this show?
Well, we're stripping out
the distinguished part, you know, right now.
They made it 3 episodes. Hey, if all else fails, we'll just go back to Dad Tales and pick it up at episode 20. Psych, we're just kidding.
Manscaping is distinguished.
Oh, no.
I'd say it is. Well, let me just get in. Let me just talk about
anymore. I think we've covered the subject pretty well.
All right. This is a lot better than what everybody missed out on last week. It was about 20 minutes of us talking about the DMV.
Yeah, I went to the DMV. Do you smile in your picture? No, I don't.
Oh,
we can't smile over here.
You can't smile in Canada?
We're not allowed to smile in Canada.
So that's pretty much what everybody missed. What happened was I think my disc just got filled up. And I hadn't deleted anything out of my trash folder on my MacBook in a very long time. So when I go to edit the podcast, I'm actually making like 3 copies of it, like constantly to like, you know, I compress it and that makes another copy. And then I just put them all in the trash folder and I just never deleted them. So we're about 20 minutes in and it's like, sorry, your storage is full. Sorry, shitter's full. And so... when I went to go get it, so then I deleted everything and we started a new track and I was like, no problem. I'll just put them together. And when I went to go find it, it wasn't there. So we just kind of had to like pick up with, talking about Red Dead Redemption. So that's not kind of what happened. That is what happened last week. It seems like the distinguished gentleman has been plagued from the beginning. The first episode was late. I forgot it on my laptop last week. So anyway, I'm very excited about this week.
It's like a brand new podcast. Yeah,
it is.
Like for real, new. You know, we don't
it's
know
like,
what we're doing.
It's like starting fresh. It's like putting new sheets on your bed. You know what I mean? It's like you get in, they're all like nice and tight and cool. Oh my God, it feels so good. That's what tonight is. And you guys have got a front row seat. Also, Nips, congratulations. You won the highest bidder contest. After. It said, whoever's going to be the highest bidder tonight can come on the show. That was like, and then I was like, Rob, do you want to come on the show? Yeah, sure. And then he was the highest bidder.
Like 40 minutes later, yeah. I was like, I should donate in this block.
And then our second highest donate is broke. And then the next is boost. So it's like, what the fuck are we going to do now?
I get a free game.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, exactly. But how you guys doing? How's everything over in Potato Thumbs world?
I messaged Nips this morning and I said, hey, I deleted a few episodes off my laptop and freed up like 350 gigs of space.
I bet.
Yeah, you have been getting a little bit of grief from Boost about the size of our episodes as well.
I didn't realize until he said it. And then I went back and looked. I'm like, these sons of bitches, you guys are taking like 20% of my data plan, it seems.
My iPhone 4S is like, I'm almost there. I can do it.
I don't know. You guys sound kind of weird to me because I always listen to you at 2x speed. So if you guys could talk a little faster tonight, it would really help me out. Hey, guys, what do you think of that? I don't know. That's a real shitty city. Blah, blah, blah. Cleveland sucks.
It's pretty bad. Even the worst city in Ohio, though. There are far more terrible cities in Ohio.
Hey, Boost, guess who was in Madison last night? Which is Nips's town. Ghost was in Madison last night.
They were at the new place that just opened up like a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome. Nice. It was funny. Today I was making breakfast. And whenever I'm cooking, I always have Alexa going. And I was saying to my wife, like after the fact, I was like, how amazing is it that where we are in as far as like technology goes, where I could just like stand in my kitchen or anywhere downstairs and be like, hey, magic box, play me this song. And it just fucking does what I tell it to do. I mean, it's probably like the government spying on me, but still, you know.
Oh, yeah. That's the joke I heard.
I want to hear.
In the 60s and 70s, everyone's like trying to get rid of the government because everything was a conspiracy. Yeah. Get the government out of our house. And now we're like, free. We're like, I bought a box because it'll play music and order crap from you by me just talking to it. In my house.
But I was.
I don't know if it was a rumor or if it was a true thing, but. Something happened, some kind of crime in a house. I don't know if it was like assault or something.
Mm-hmm.
But the police wanted access to the Amazon Dot, and Amazon said no because it's invasion of privacy.
Well, good for them.
Yeah.
Well, after the San Bernardino shooters, whatever that was, 3-4 years ago,
they
had the iPhones and. Apple wouldn't give law enforcement the ability to unlock those either.
It's pretty crazy.
I work in IT, and we had lots of conversations around that about how it would be good, how it's bad, but we agreed. It's like, because it's one of those things. Once it's there, and just because it's for police only doesn't mean a damn thing.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to learn to exploit it.
Well, if they're listening in, all they're going to be listening is my kids talking about farts and the size of their dumps and stuff. But what I was going to say is I was playing, I kept playing ghost songs while I was making breakfast. And at one point my wife comes in, she's like, what was that song? That was really good. I like that. I was like, fuck yeah, you do. Because Ghost is badass. And I was like, hey, you know what? They're coming around. December 15th, they're going to be right down the street at the Tower Theater. I really want to go. That's all. I don't want anything for Christmas. I don't need anything. I just want to go. And then she just kind of like, you know, gave me a little smile, like, yeah, whatever. And then went back to do her thing. And then later on, we're cooking dinner. She's like, so who do you think would want to go see Ghost with us? I'm like, fuck yes. It's happening. Probably like, probably nobody. But if we ask anybody, don't talk about the devil stuff. No devil worship. They're just a rock.
Don't tell them they dress up like
like demons.
Yeah.
Anyway. So video games. We play them. It's a thing that we all do.
On occasion.
A thing that we missed out on, I would like to just kind of reiterate because everybody missed out on the conversation. Just wanted to thank again
S-Racer and Insane Chaos and Dark for running us through, or at least Baroque and Law Dog and I, Last Wish a couple weeks ago. We kind of talked about it last week, and it was a lot of fun. It was really cool. Being a higher level definitely makes so much difference, because I think we were like 560 the last time that we tried it, and then this time we're all 580
plus. Yeah, I was 550 something last time, and I was 580 something this time, and it was a huge difference.
Yeah. Have you guys run it yet?
Go for it, Nips.
Yeah, we just started last week, and then this Friday everyone was actually the right light level to try it out, and we made it all the way to Riven, but it took a while because we had three encounters that we had never done before, so Chuck Likes Pizza had to explain to us how to do everything on that. So by the time we got to Riven, it was like 2 already in the morning. We gave it half an hour and just couldn't quite get it done, but it's super fun. Even failing, it was just like we failed over and over, and I was like, this is just so much fun. I'm not even getting mad. Like,
but we did good, man. Like, we
one-shot Morgoth.
We one-shot Morgoth. We did two, was it one try or two tries for Callie?
One. We got a first try on that.
See, so I don't even know all the names of the things yet.
Callie's first number encounter. One.
Okay. And yep. Morgoth is the giant Golgoroth.
Is the ogre.
Golgoroth.
Yeah.
Yep. But it was super fun.
Yeah, I feel like, so when we went into it, you know, the guy, like Racer, he'd done it before. He'd done it a couple times before, and then the other two guys, Dark and Chaos, like, they have done it a lot. And so so Baroque and Law Dog and I hadn't. We'd tried to do, like, the first encounter, but that didn't go so well for many reasons. But anyway, so he would explain, you know, he would take a lot of time explaining, you know, in detail everything that was going to happen. And so we did, I think the first one we did in one shot. And then the second one we did, I think it like maybe a few times, cause we messed up like doing stupid stuff. And then the ogre, we did that. I think we did that in one as well. And we just kept like rolling through it. And it's funny, like thinking about it now, you know, and going back, I think like, man, this will be easy to do again. You know what I mean? Like, once you do it, it seems like a lot when someone's explaining it to you, but after you're done, you're like, oh, okay. So you run around, you kill those blights, then you hop in that thing, and that guy dunks that thing on you, and then you go and shoot that thing, and it's like, oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah, this raid is very much the, you get it explained to you, and you're like, I have no idea what the hell you just explained, but let's go for it. And then you run it one time, and it's like, it all makes sense now.
Yeah.
That's well, the normal rule.
A good shit, raid don't encounter. Die.
I don't.
A good raid encounter should be like that.
Yeah,
it should sound overwhelming, and then when you figure it out, you're like, "Oh, okay, it's not that bad."
Absolutely. I mean, we did it in like 3 hours. I don't know why it took those guys like over a day to complete it when the raid first came out. I mean, honestly, like, I feel bad for waiting now, because if we would have done it that first day, world's first would have been done by the afternoon. Like,
I mean, like,
pack it
I
up,
haven't
go,
even
go home, fellas. Go home.
I haven't even seen a video of the second encounter, but I think I could do it. No problem.
Yeah.
Very easily.
Definitely.
Like 40 minutes, I think.
It was great because you talk about people explaining stuff, and Chuck was explaining everything to us, and we got to the Golgoroth guy? What's his name, Nips? Yeah.
It's Morgoth.
Morgoth. And so Chuck's explaining what to do. And he's like jumping around, showing everyone everything. And Gear Dad and I are fucking synchronizing our dances in the corner. The two people that need to listen. And we're just like emoting together. And then he's talking. And all of a sudden I'm like, dude, we're in sync. And then I realized I said it out loud. And then I realized everyone knows that we have no idea what's going on.
I would like to correct. We two-shot Morgoth. Because the first time Fluffy picked up the thing and goes, whoa, what am I supposed to do with this?
And then I started shooting things. I'm like, oh, and this then it is was a wife. Awesome. Just going around shooting things.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think, like, bro, what would you say? It took us, like, a couple hours to get through the whole thing, and then, like, the very end.
It took us about an hour 15 or so to get to Riven, Riven took us a little bit of while, but that's because I swear Riven is even more complicated. It's just, even while doing it, that is a really complicated part. And then the last portion, that seemed to take us the longest out of the entire thing.
Oh, yeah. We did that as long as we were doing the raid. I mean, I know I was tired, and I felt bad because I know I'd fucked up a couple times. But, I mean, shit just kept happening.
And honestly, it's that last section is so technical, and you have almost no error for flaw. If you get, like, two screw-ups, pretty much you're done. Like, you might just die because...
Yeah.
It's not worth the, you know, time otherwise, because you really can't do it. Yeah. And it was sucked because as we were doing it, we kept getting closer and closer to the end. Like, and then we got to a point and we just couldn't get anywhere going. And it's like, well, this sucks. And then we blew right through it. And it's like, awesome.
I feel like this raid, we could get the old raid team back together and start running every week like we used to. Minus Boost. But you'll be there in spirit.
But we'll hear Boost. He'll be in the background going like, come on in. Oh, do you know who you're messing with? And just a bunch of keyboard
popping. Yeah, I know. Oh, get on.
Better.
Well, I saw actually while we're recording this, he posted a tweet with his new gun. The hell is your new gun there that you dropped a 50-kill game? Is that what I saw?
Yeah, the Spitfire. That's the game I was just playing before we recorded.
50 kills.
That's insane. I was like, hang on, guys. I'm busy here. Hold on.
How's Black Ops Boost?
That's great. I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Solid game, yeah. It has its flaws like every Call of Duty does, but...
My brother-in-law finally ended up buying it on Xbox.
Oh, really?
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Yeah, we do the game sharing. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm screwed until my data plan resets with my internet provider. Because I get 320 gigs a month. But 100 of that was taken up by Red Dead. So, like, plus all the Netflix and whatever else, I'm looking at my plan. I'm like, oh, no. And I don't know how big Black Ops is, but I'm sure it's, you know,
86.
86? Yeah.
Does anybody else have an internet plan like that? Because I'm assuming, like, mine is just take as much as you want. Mine's
uncapped, but the download speed starts to shrink after I go over. Some really stupid number, like 1,000 gigs or something, like, you know, something that like you have to be really working at to mm-hmm. go over, and then they'll slow it down.
Mine has the cap, but the download and upload speeds are ridiculous for what I pay, and it's an old plan. It's grandfathered. So if I switch it, I'm going to be on an unlimited plan, but it's going to cost me so much more, and my download rate is going to be like half. So it doesn't make any sense. And usually, for the amount that we use, usually 320 gigs is enough in a month. But, like, that's also because I don't really buy a lot of video games anymore. Otherwise, you download two games nowadays and, fuck, that's, you know, that's 200 gigs
right there.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I have gig. And I think it's like barbecue. It's like some sort of crazy number, and then they start throttling you. But I've never hit it.
That number is so high. You're like, how the hell do you even hit? That's like every thing in my house running Netflix and downloading movies at the same time, and I might hit that.
Yeah.
They put in the fine print in mind that if I hit 300 gigs downloaded, they might send me a letter. I've not yet gotten a letter in the 2.5 years. I think they're just one of those ones that they're like, all right, if you're constantly going over this, we're going to start charging you more.
Yeah.
But since it's a small cable company, they're like actually pretty desperate for people. So if you go over once in a while, they're not
going to. We have this contingency plan.
Hey, Frank, we will never use it
because we need the customer.
Yeah, I got it. We're just waiting. He's good. He didn't go over yet.
As long as you don't break it like 3 months in a row, we're going to be fine. But
as long as Grandma Josephine can still download her emails, we're still good.
I saw Rocker Dude got a Black Ops 4. I was watching him play the other night. He sucks.
I know exactly what his thoughts are going to be on that game. Because it's still a Call of Duty.
And this game's just not for me.
Yeah, he's been very clear about his Call of Duty games in the past.
I knew it was going to be like that. It's not for me, guys.
So I'll just put it out because I know he's
I'll trade it in because I have
He won't trade it in. He's going to give it away.
I love that he does that.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually like that he does that.
Yeah, it's cool.
I play the game and he's like, no, it's not for me. And then he just gives it away. It's a nice thing that he does.
I hopped on Instagram the other day and I'm scrolling through and I swear I had to get through like 15 videos of him like with different fucking... Snapchat filters on it and shit like that. I'm like, Jesus Christ, let's get to the bucket picture. The fuck
and,
is going
and they're
on?
All, you know, rocker sexy pick of the week, and you're and like I swear some of those are nightmare inducing. Like you think it looks scary. He looks scary. I mean, damn.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think, Boost? What are you gonna do?
Yeah, you just beat it so much, you know.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know what? Still, why you guys are here? I just want
to wait. I was like, you asked him that, and his mouth wasn't moving, but he was talking. I'm like, wait, is his screen frozen? It like took a second. Okay, that's right. We have some. God.
Well, one of the things I wanted to talk about tonight is some scotch, because Nips, I know you...
Because I love that peatiness.
I know you do. So, I'm not going to say who told me to find that clip.
The person who told you finally came clean.
Oh, they did?
Uh-huh. Literally last week. He's like, I don't know if Justin ever told you, but it was me.
Who was it?
Message and gave it to us. He's like, ha-ha.
It was Chuck. And he gave me various, but he was like, I don't know if you listened to the episode yet this week, but if you go to like this number and then I want you to clip out the in between this part, it'll make Rob say, I love penis. And you know what? Hold on. He wasn't wrong.
Because I love that penis.
The best part is it sounds so fake. Like we clipped it together from other stuff, you know, like, my name is Rob, and my passcode is penis?
Well, it's like this one that fucking Elmer Fudd sent me. Hold on, can I eat someone's ass?
That is the worst.
Hold on, can I eat someone's ass? Which is accurate. So anyway, as a distinguished gentleman, you love the scotch. Perhaps you could, for someone who doesn't, who has never partaken, where would they begin? What would they look for? What's like the 101? You know what I'm saying? So if you could enlighten the listeners out there,
I would say if you've never had scotch before, you probably want to start with something that isn't as peaty as some of the stuff that I drank.
Okay,
just because. That smoky flavor is sort of a, I don't know, it's a kick when you've never had it before. Mm-hmm. So if you look for like I'm partial to Glenmorangie. They make a lot of good stuff that isn't super peaty. Mm-hmm. It's a nice place to break in with.
What about like a Dewar's?
Dewar's is not bad. I'm pretty sure that's a blended scotch. Okay. I'm not 100% sure, but I have... sort of built my collection around single malts. And I live, like, I always have one bottle of Lagavulin 16 in my house. That is a little bit more peaty than your beginner scotch, but it's obviously my favorite. And there's never a moment that it won't be in my house.
It's Ron Swanson's favorite as well, I believe.
Seems pretty good.
On Parks and Recreation, I believe he loves Lagavulin.
Well,
they had an episode where he went to the factory, I think.
That's my plan. In 2020, Death RX member Jamar has been talking about going to Scotland and doing a distillery tour and saying anyone should join up. So that's my plan, is to start putting money away for the 2020 Death RX Scotland meetup.
Well, that's awesome. So would you recommend, do you do your scotch neat? Or do you add any ice, or?
I am of the belief that you should drink your scotch however you like it.
Okay.
I personally have it neat. if it's like a cast strength one, so like the 60%, I may add a drop or two of water to open it up a little bit, but okay. Beyond that, no, not much water for me. I like the flavors that come out of the cask, but I think you know, if you like having ice in it or if you like having water in it, go ahead and do it that way, because you're the one who's paying what can occasionally be ridiculous prices. You might as well drink it the way you like it.
Yeah. Drink however, don't apologize.
That's basically it.
That's what I always say. All right. Well, thanks a lot. Now we go over to another distinguished gentleman, Fluffy Fingers MD. Cars. You like them. We all drive them. What do you think of
What do you think of scotch?
What do you think of cars? Do you like to drink scotch when you drive cars?
Yeah, I find that adding water to it really isn't worth it. You just need to pour the cup as full as possible, like overflowing, and then just one hand that shit, pedal to the metal.
I just put tons of ice in it. You know, I had, I meant to open it. I had a bottle of Delirium upstairs. I have, like, the big bottle of Delirium I've been saving, and I meant to have it on stream last night, but it didn't happen. But Fluffy, on the other hand, you really like the beers.
Mm, yes.
What kind of beers do you recommend? Where would you start for a nice, like, IPA? What's an entry level for you?
Oh, man, it's,
And do you believe that IPAs are a man's pumpkin spice latte?
Here's the thing. There's like a billion different fucking IPAs that you can have out there, and I've had the gambit of like the worst beer I've ever had in my life and the best, all labeled IPA.
What's your favorite kind of beer, though?
For me, it really depends, man. Like, it changes.
What does it depend on? If you say season, I'm hanging up.
My favorite type of IPA is currently legal in Canada. Is that the best way to say it?
It's illegal in Canada. Was that the one that you opened up that day and you were like, oh my god, it smells like a skunk?
Yes.
Smells
like it, yeah. Okay. So I will go on record to say that the weed beers in America are horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, normally, I would not stray away from that smell, but holy crap, dude, that was the worst beer I've ever had in my life.
It seems like, I mean, I'm not huge into beer. I like beer. I like a nice beer.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't seem, it just seems unnecessary.
It is.
Like, I'm a big fan of both of those things, but it's like, you know, nuts and gum together at last, right? It just, why?
Yeah, it was weird because as you bring it up to sip it, you get a whiff of like some really good weed, and then you drink it and it tastes like it,
and you're like, why aren't I smoking weed way. And drinking this yeah. beer?
It's like, hey, someone's still like drinking bong water in my beer. This is pretty gross.
It's drinking bong water. Oh boy.
Oh god.
I had a girlfriend. We were going to homecoming. I think it was like my senior year. And we're at a party, and she spilled bong water on me before the fucking dance.
Oh, Jesus.
And I had no choice but to just... I had to go. I smelled like bong water all night long.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Especially like when like the like our Young Life youth group leader was like welcoming everybody out of their fucking limousines, and here I am. I smell like a Rastafari concert. So
we're talking about drinks, right?
That's right.
So, I don't know if you guys have ever tried this.
Yeah, go ahead.
What I got right here.
What do you got?
It's a Tennessee salty caramel whiskey. Old Smoky, it's called. It's fantastic.
I think this, Old Smoky, don't they make moonshine too?
It's from Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
I think they do, and it comes in like a mason jar, but with a label on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is, if you've never had like a whiskey or a scotch before, and you want to get, to me, if you want to get like into it, this stuff is like, it's like water. It's delicious.
Yeah, if you've never had moonshine before, any other moonshine.
Also you'll have delicious. Fun.
It doesn't. No, it's not delicious. But I mean, it'll make for a hell of a night.
So I like to hear you guys talking about beers and scotch and stuff on the show. I'm not much of a scotch drinker. I'm not much of a beer drinker. So I'm not like really snobby about my beers. Not to say that you're snobby about beers, but you know what I mean. Like I don't really have like I'm just not super
picky.
You're
not a connoisseur.
I'm not a connoisseur. Like, hey, I go to a party.
What's your go-to?
I go to a party and I open up the cooler. That's my go-to. Whatever's in the fucking cooler.
Yeah.
It's like the summer. Like, I never really drank Corona. I went to a party. They had Corona there. I was like, you know what? I really like Corona, so I started drinking Corona the rest of the summer.
All right. So I have a question for you, Justin.
Yeah.
You're at a wedding.
Okay.
Wedding. They have an open bar, top shelf. What's your go-to drink?
Top shelf, I would go for a Bombay Sapphire gin and tonic.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like, I really like the gin that I have that comes from around Nips's area, the Death's Door.
Yep.
It is some serious shit. Because I was kind of going through the gins at my at my liquor store, and I had this one. It was called... was it Blue Coat Gin? That was really good. It was really nice and smooth. The Death's Door is a little harsher, but it's still like it's really good. It's got like a nice little kick to it.
I've never had gin.
I wish you guys lived up here because my brother-in-law has a distillery.
Oh really?
And actually, yeah, and they make gin and whiskeys and a bunch of other stuff as well. So,
oh, that's cool, man.
Yeah. And actually, they really recently they got into what they've been doing for the last little while is basically, let's say you guys want to make your own whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have the equipment. You don't have the facilities to do it. But either you have a recipe or you have an idea of a flavor profile in mind. So you go to them and they've got a few different recipes, or you can go with your own kind of thing. And they'll produce it all, but it's your bottles, it's your labels, it's your whatever else. That's so
awesome.
Yeah, it's actually something that they've just gotten into doing that. Before it was distribution, but the way that it works up here, it's all done through the province. So it's a pain in the ass, and they take a huge chunk. So you're selling direct to restaurants or banquet halls or nothing kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So this is... It's a real cool opportunity for them, and I hope it takes off. But pretty impressive facility that they built, him and his partner. So
that's cool.
Yeah, it is. It's really cool. I wish I could get you guys some of that.
Well, I have to take a trip up that way.
I did pitch to my wife earlier this week. I was like, hey, we should go to Toronto. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry, Toronto, right?
Yeah. There's no
T. I said Toronto in party with Stu and Hobo once. Oh my god, they're like, Toronto. I'm like, holy shit, never again.
No, I think she's on board though. I think I can make it happen sometime. I'm like, it'd be fun.
Well, like, it's getting cold, so maybe I'll see you in the spring or something.
Yeah, because, no,
I don't want to go anywhere in the cold.
It won't be this winter.
So I got some questions, guys. You want to get into some stuff?
Sure.
Why don't we do a question? We'll do a question, maybe a segment question, go back and forth like that. Fluffy, you had a question. Do you want to do yours first?
Sure.
Okay.
So my question is, are you guys ready to lose?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
So Potato Thumbs is formally challenging your Discord to a contest.
You are? Oh,
yes.
Oh, shit.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
So this is going to run, I don't know. I was thinking maybe starting on the 12th, but I'm going to say when this podcast release.
Okay.
So sometime this week until December 31st. Okay.
All right.
Your Discord and group of people versus our Discord and group of people.
Okay.
We're going to see who can lose the highest percent of weight.
Dude, I'm all over it.
So here's the deal.
Okay.
We'll throw in $25.
All right.
You guys can throw in 25 if you want.
I'll throw in 25.
It isn't going to go to the person who loses the most. What I'm thinking is, it's like about 8 weeks. Everyone who participates for 6 out of the 8 weeks at least gets into the drawing. And at the end of the contest, it goes to someone who participated.
Okay.
Right? Right? Because...
Sounds good.
Because someone like me, I can lose a lot more weight than someone who's maybe already in shape, mm-hmm. right?
Oh, yeah.
But if they're participating, they should still have equal chance, right?
Okay, absolutely.
So that's something for everyone. The winner is Crowd, the most sexiest naked Discord.
Okay. What that sounds awesome. I think it's a great idea. Absolutely. Because I know we've done like the Biggest Loser thing in our Discord before. And I know that you had, you know, kind of championed that back in the day. And yeah, I'm completely down for it. And actually, I was talking with my wife tonight about about going back to the gym. And then my friend Rob actually sent me a text. And he was like, last Sunday I went over to help him move they're remodeling their kitchen and their dining room. So I went over to help him move some furniture, right? And so we like pushed it into the other room. And he was like, yeah, I just had two guys come and pick it up today and they lifted it out of the house like it was toothpicks. He's like, we need to go to the gym. And I was like, I am so there.
I'm completely down. When people want to join up, they take a picture of their scale, of their starting weight.
Oh, boy.
And then have a chat room in our Discords, and we base it off percent, right? Mm-hmm. So it's more about the group than it is like a number of pounds, right? That'll keep it more even.
Okay. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, the holidays are coming up. It's always hard to keep the weight off during the holidays, so... feel like this is a nice little extra motivation, a little bit of friendly competition.
All right.
So I have a 3-month Xbox Live gift card I'll throw in there.
Oh, boy. Snap.
Nice, dude.
Laying shit down. Sue's got some games, Humble Bundle PC games. I'm sure you can throw
in there. Just trying to get rid of these things, man.
That's what happens when you forget to cancel your Humble Bundle subscription.
I'm going
to
keep that thing. I don't care. I don't care.
Next thing he knows, he's got like 100 games in his fucking library.
Dude, I guaranteed I do. Like, there's a million more that I don't even count in what they give me.
Oh, my God. That's too funny. All right. Fluffy, that's awesome, man. Yeah, we're totally down with that. And cool. Discord, let's kick some ass. All right.
We got this.
Stu, are you ready?
Roll the music.
Stu Gatzo with news you can use.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you, Justin. So I'm still on my cowboy shit. And this story kind of ties in nicely with that, because this guy is a fucking bandito over here. He's a cowboy. This was submitted by Lazarich. And so you may have heard, but there was a man in Texas who was recently sentenced to 50 years for stealing $1.2 million worth of fajitas.
No.
Yep. Gilberto Escamilla has stolen more than $1.2 million worth of fajitas over the course of approximately 9 years.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say, like, how could you steal, like, that many fajitas at once? Like, they're really hot.
It's amazing.
Have you seen them, like, coming through the restaurant? It's like...
He entered two pleas of guilty for charges related to the theft of over $1 million of the meats that he stole and resold over 2 years through his position with Cameron County in Texas.
So he was Zootopiaing that shit? He was stealing the fajitas from one place and then selling them in another?
I'm not really sure of the specifics, okay. But he had a pretty good racket going, apparently. So $1.251 million worth of fajitas.
That's a lot of fajitas.
You know what, man? Good for you. That's really good. Like, that takes some planning. I'm kind of impressed. Some
great Mexican food.
Oh, hang on. Here we go. Hang on. Here. Okay. This is what his scheme unraveled last August after a delivery driver with Labatt Food Services phoned the detention center to give kitchen employees a heads up that an 800-pound delivery of fajitas had arrived. Employees immediately thought the delivery was suspicious, as minors at the detention center are not served fajitas. So you just get these 800 pounds of fajitas that show up. That's kind of odd, right? When police searched his home, they found his refrigerator full of fajitas.
They're not mine, man.
That's my fajita fridge. Hey, my mama likes making fajitas.
The guy's like, what are you doing? I'm in the fajita game.
You guys want to come over for dinner? Oh, fuck that, man. Not fajitas again. I can't go. I can't do it, man.
When I used to work at Ruby Tuesdays, I would love the people that would be like, looking at the menu, like, I'm going to have the, we're going to start off with the quesadilla, and then we're going to share the fajitas. And they're like, oh, my God. I love fajitas. So, yeah. I love fajitas. I make them all the time.
But not as much as this guy. He was stealing correction facility fajitas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, not the highest quality. No.
Well, he was reselling them, though. I'm sure he was keeping a few to eat, but it seems like mostly this was supplemental income. So he was living the high life off of chicken and beef.
Wow. Well, that's
the dream.
That's something else, too. Thanks so much, bud.
Thanks to Lazarich. And don't forget, everybody, keep submitting your stories. I had another like half dozen crazy submissions. Thanks to everybody
for submitting them. We're never going to get through them.
No, one a week. And whoever has the craziest story. And I know that that's a relative thing. Scum Death sent me something about some girl who got her car pooped on twice in 10 days. That was pretty good, but I mean,
it's no 1.2 million pounds of fajitas.
I was impressed more with the 1.2 million pounds of fajitas. $1.2 million worth of fajitas, not pounds.
Yeah, like, how much does that like equate to in like weight? Like, how much fajita is that?
That's good. Anyways, thanks, Lazarich.
All right. That's been Stu Guts the news. All right, let's hit up another question here. Let me see.
I got a quick question.
Yeah, sure.
Fluffy, are you mad that they renamed the Miatas? Or do they make them better? Well, now that they're not a Miata anymore, right? They're like an MX-5.
They were MX-5s for a long time.
Were they?
Yeah.
So they just dropped Miata.
It depends on the region that you're in, because they're called Enos Roadsters.
Yeah, okay, you know what? Actually, sorry, man. I don't care.
Yeah.
Justin, what was your question?
So our buddy Xanafan 711 has a question here. He says, as a single dude in the internet age, the most common way to find dates is through online dating apps. What's that?
Is it you porn?
No. He said there's one small caveat. Most girls, and rightly so, think every dude is a creep right off the bat. How does one come across as a distinguished gentleman when you're starting from a deficit?
Dick pics.
Can I start that one?
Sure, by all means.
Well, I have no fucking idea. I met my wife like 15 years ago, so I could have maybe said something then, but now I've forgotten whatever the hell it is I know. Guys, over to you.
How do you start off from a deficit? That's really hard because, I don't know, because I think like nowadays, as someone who is not in that realm, to me it seems like this is fucking awesome. Like you got dating apps. You could just like swipe left, swipe right, whatever the hell you want to do, and you know there's people and Steve was like, I think we had brought this up before, and he had messaged me and be like, yeah, it's not like that. It really sucks.
No, so. I've worked with some guys who are younger who are in that scene, and you just listen to it, and it's like, I am so glad I am out because I would never go on a date ever again, like. Talk about deficit. I'm like the Grand Canyon over here, freaking, you know, deficit, and just no. I don't know how I convince a girl to like even go out with me, let alone, you know, I don't know how my wife ever decided to marry me.
Yeah, it's starting from a deficit. I don't know, man. I guess just like just be yourself.
No,
that's horrible advice.
No,
no.
Yeah,
no, because you don't want to be myself.
He's a good dude. Be yourself.
You don't want to fish.
No, you need
don't
to be
you. Be Batman.
You need to be like 85% of yourself. but you need to have that extra 15% that, you know, like, you have to really be interested in what the hell she wants.
Here's what you do.
You don't release the other 15%
until it's too late.
Until you're married for, like, 5 years.
My wife likes to tell everybody, she's like, I had no fucking idea how much this guy liked Lord of the Rings and Star Wars until we were married. She's like,
exactly.
I knew him for a decade. I had no clue. I'm like, haha, floodgates are open,
bitch. I don't know. When I met my wife, you know, we would talk on the phone for, like, hours at a time. And I don't know. I told her everything. And I think back, like, fuck, why did I tell her that? You know what I mean? And so, you know, hey, here's what you do. Here's the move. Throw out your stream link and be like, hey, smack that subscribe button, girl. Throw some bits my way.
Titty smack that like button.
There we go.
I really think, Steve, that you need to get yourself like a nice ruler, like something fancy, not like a yellow plastic one, but like a really high quality, nice looking wood grain ruler.
Get a boner and then and just, take a just picture slap of your it dick on there next to the rule
and take a picture and send it to her.
Is that what people need nowadays?
I think that's what they like.
Yeah. I use a yardstick.
Yeah, see, Boost knows what's going on, man. You really just got to put it out there.
Yeah.
I was pumping gas the other day, and all of a sudden I got a picture of some guy's dick on my phone. Seriously, he sent, and I came home and told my wife, she's like, well, where's the picture? I was like, I fucking deleted it. I'm not showing you that thing. It was huge.
No, for sure. I would have had to forward it to my wife. She'd be so mad if I didn't. Well, think it's hilarious.
I told her the next time I'll save it.
Thinking of you, baby.
All you had to do was send him back. You know, you should have had Justin send him that picture of the purse.
He'll be like, oh, shit. I missed a message from Boost.
I could have sent him my mohawk. He would have been really weird. Oh, no. What have I done?
I'd have just taken the selfie and been like, while I'm flattered, I'm already taken.
Oh, my gosh. It had a message with it, too. I forget what it said, but, man, it was...
In all honesty, though, I think we all been kind of out of the game for a while, but...
Yeah. Know your audience, dude.
Just be a gentleman. You know, just open the door for.
But on the internet,
when you're talking to her,
that's the problem. Just, like, you got to get that. You got to get that swipe right.
Hold her virtual door. You know,
Steve. Maybe do you like?
Just be polite.
Maybe you need like more filters. If you're not using a filter, try using a filter.
Yeah, contact our friend Just Rocker Dude and ask him how you can get some of them sexy pics of the week. Guaranteeing you'll have them, you know, beaten down the virtual door.
All right.
Hey, you know, you could take, he could take the photographer approach to this, though. Just, you know, photographers take like a million photos so they can get one good one and then charge you lots of money for it. So, dude, just go out with everyone and eventually they'll either like stab you because they're crazy or you'll find a good one.
That sounds like good advice.
Yeah.
Okay. Good stuff, guys.
Look, maybe he could, I'm just saying, 50% of the world is dudes. Maybe you don't want to shut that door. Just saying.
I was saying I have other segments, but we really don't
watching, sorry, because I was just reminded, I was watching Bob's Burgers the other day. And this guy thought that Bob was hitting on him. And he's like, no, man. Plenty of guys like a sloppy bear nowadays. He's like, a sloppy bear? What's that? So maybe you can go for that niche. I don't know. Good luck.
Oh my gosh. Shit, I forget what I was going to say. I don't think we have any other segments. Oh, I was just going to bring up that.
Wait a minute. I think we got a segment in the chamber. We got one lined up.
Oh, we have one. We have Song of the Week. I'm not going to do that yet.
No.
What?
Check the freaking chat log here. Check the text.
I don't know how to work this new hold on, let's see. Oh, that's right. We had we do have one.
Sorry. Remember a couple weeks ago we didn't introduce them or let them sign up?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, well, we have a couple more segments. Baroque, I believe you have one. And you know what's funny is we literally just talked about it before we got
right before the show. Before
literally just talked about it.
We were talking about it. I'm like, I got this segment. I want to do it.
All right.
And Justin said, "Oh, we got a segment." I'm just sitting here like,
at the end of the day, I veto that. I don't like it.
It came up on my screen. It says, "Don't forget, I have a this."
I don't,
or whatever it is. Yeah. I have a this segment, and Justin's like, "Well, we don't have any segments."
Sorry, I don't.
I'm only like a part-time member of this podcast.
I don't have the. I should have the chat open while we do this, but I don't. Oh my god, I have some. Oh, okay, go ahead, bro.
No, you're saying.
No. You go.
All right, go. I have a new segment that I wanted to bring to the distinguished gentleman. It's going to be called Don't Be That Guy.
Okay.
Basically, it's just, I'll boil it down. It's me being pissed off at things in the world that I think are just stupid. So I'm basically giving a warning. Don't be that guy.
Don't be that
guy. This week is Don't Be That Guy Who Craps All Over Free Stuff. This comes from BlizzCon is out, and they are giving away Destiny 2 on PC, the base game, for free. If you go to any social media site, any of them, and look at the comments below that, everybody is just picking apart this, going, oh, I can't believe I paid for it. Oh, it's such a crap game. Oh, this, all that. And it's like, give me a break. A company that has spent millions of dollars to develop a game decides, hey, you can play this version of it for free. This is the same thing that comes up every month with games with gold, PlayStation Plus, especially games with gold on Xbox, because everyone's like, are you kidding me? These games suck. Why am I paying for this service? Newsflash, you're not. That's the bonus. You're paying to play online with your friends. Don't be that guy. I don't know what part of society we got into where everybody goes, this isn't what I wanted, so therefore I'm going to crap on it for everybody. Get over yourself. If you don't like it, don't download the game for free. It's free. When I was growing up as a kid, at its 8-year-old, Nintendo would have come out like, hey, we're going to give you this piece of crap game for free. Do you want it? I'd have been all over that like a fat kid on candy. You should know, I am a fat kid, and I was all over candy.
Oh my god, bro, people, calm down. You're going to have a heart attack.
Relax. People should go out and get the game, even if they don't have a PC that can play it, because you'll have it forever. There.
I have it now. Let's PC it up.
Yeah, I mean, but it's just the whole concept of why do you have to complain about a game they're giving away for free? Okay, you bought it a year ago at full price. So you've had an entire year to play it. What about, you know, Bobby over there whose parents won't pay the money to buy him another game? And he's like, I want to play it with my
friends.
Bobby never
gets anything. Can.
It's not poor just Bob. That. It's also it's been out over a year. They've dropped 3 DLCs for this thing by now.
Yeah, it's dead
they've
games.
Sold.
Who cares?
They've sold. Quiet. They've sold whatever they're going to sell. There's like the handful of people every month that are like, I need to buy it is very, very small. Like it's dwindling. So give that base game for free. Right now you buy Forsaken, you get all the other DLCs as well. Like it's a good time to get into it.
It's a good ploy. You know, hey. Give it out. It's basically the world's most gracious demo at this point.
Well, it's a demo. It's a big
demo.
You
get Crucible, and you get all the maps in Crucible.
Did you guys see, and I'm sorry, Baroque, but did you guys see the leak about Destiny 3?
No, I did not.
And so from what I hear, Destiny 3, so this Anon the Nine is this.
Wait. Do we want to do spoiler alerts here, or?
It's going to be a mobile game.
This is potentially leaked information that may or may not be true. Take it with a grain of salt. Take it as what it is.
This is only
it's
mobile.
Something possible.
This is only on the Pixel 3. So
bullshit.
The leak did come from someone who has never been wrong, though.
Yeah. Basically, I mean, I'm not going to give away any points or anything. He's just saying what I saw, I kind of skimmed over it. Is that Destiny 3 is going to be a little bit more RPG heavy, and they said that the casual player who only plays like a couple hours a week is probably not going to like it and drop off because the grind is going to be pretty intense. So that's all. I mean that's pretty much it.
you see that today with people complaining about the casual player can't play anymore.
Which I don't necessarily get. I think that you can, I think the casual player can still get in there and knock out some powerful gear.
It's not quite like it used to be. It's a little bit more, but honestly, you get to a point and then it's like, yeah, you can hop on, do a few things that are targeted, get your powerful gear, hop off, and you actually accomplish something in the week.
I'm going to, for all you Destiny new, you know, Destiny 2 is free on PC. I'm going to give you a secret. Join a clan with a lot of people.
Barely a Destiny clan.
All you have to do is sign in once a week, run to your clan rewards, collect them all, and level up. It's so easy.
We were playing Crucible today, and someone was level 6. So people are definitely taking advantage of it.
Yeah. I mean,
I just opened it up on my computer right now. I definitely want to try it at least. So.
Yeah, I got it to try it, and everyone says it's gorgeous. And the 60 frames a second. I'm ready to try it. And plus, you know, it was free. Why am I going to complain about something free? So that's my advice to everybody this week. That's my don't be that guy. Quit complaining about something that's free. It's free, and if you don't like it, don't do it. I don't give a crap about your opinion.
Yeah.
You're not right. Who cares?
I'll say it for you. Brooke doesn't give a shit. Okay?
Damn straight. Yeah. I'm tired of everybody thinking their opinion matters. If you're 13, I don't give a damn. You don't even know what the hell life is.
Hey, Fortnite's free. Go play that.
Word. Bull crap!
Right. Also, if you all could just get off my lawn.
I know I probably sound like an old man with this, but it really does. It does bug me that, hey, we're giving you away this something free. And like 90% of the comments are something negative, like, oh, that's a crap game. And it's like, give me a break. If you want to do it, you start a game company, spend millions of dollars to develop a game, and then you do it better. Let's see how you do.
All right. Let's get to another listener question here. Hey guys, longtime listener. If you could be reincarnated after you're dead, which animal would you want to be and why? Mine is that I would love to be an albatross so that I could glide over the ocean for days using the thermals without having to flap my wings because I'm a completely lazy bastard. Thanks guys, love the show, and that's from our good buddy Scum Death. What kind of animal would you guys be?
I would also be a bird, but I would not be some lame-ass bird like he chose. I'd be like a hawk.
Yeah.
Or a falcon or something, like a bird of war.
You want to be a bird of prey. Okay, that's cool.
I'd be a bald eagle because...
America. How did I know?
I'm fucking bald in real life. I got a chance to come back as some animal. I'm getting some hair on my head, you know.
That's why I know
they're not actually bald. I'm just making a joke.
Well, that's why being a lion is pretty, tempting. Because, you just got that mane. Just like, oh. No, I'd probably still be a bald like lion. I'd be like, what the hell's wrong with that lion?
That's a tough one. I mean, I feel like bird is like a good answer, right? Because I would love to fly. You know what I mean? I think I bet being like a shark would be cool, but then you can't really relax.
You can't relax. Water, did you not hear a fun fact? There's 3 million of them bad boys killed a year.
That's not true.
Yeah, hey, the water is crazy though. Like the predator prey,
Shark.
You're a shark.
You got to get big. You don't start off big. You got to survive to get big.
You're telling me how to get big? Really?
I was born big.
Yes, we've talked about the yardstick already. I get it.
No, you say that, and it's like, it's really tempting to go with a pig. Hear me out.
A pig? Okay.
Oh, they have those 30-minute orgasms.
True.
When you chances are you're going to be raised in a farm, so you're going to bring joy to your life, to somebody's life when you're gone, because you are future bacon.
Maybe you're dead.
Sounds horrible.
Dolphins are really smart, man. I could maybe be a dolphin.
Yeah, dolphins are good.
They choice. They play and They're intelligent.
But what about
you like
little rapey
and,
for me?
You piss and shit in the water and you're swimming around. And...
What?
dolphins get a little rapey.
Oh, they do?
Sea otters, too. Avoid those.
Okay.
I mean... Hey, Paul, what are you doing?
Selling me more here.
Whoa!
What about like a big cat?
I was going to go with a bear because I get to sleep for like 3 or 4 months out of the year and I don't have to deal with people very often.
If they do, I'll just maul them.
No, right.
You are kind of at the top of the food chain where it's like most people aren't going to mess with you.
Yeah, and I don't really want to deal with anybody, especially, you know. And then I'll just go take a nap.
You know, that'd be like Yogi.
Eat for 6 months and then nap.
Picnic baskets left and right.
That actually sounds really, really good.
Yeah.
Just gorge all summer and then, oh, it's winter? Later, bitches. I'm out. Catch you in the spring.
You get sushi? You just kind of like hang out by a stream and eat sushi?
Yeah, yes. I love that commercial.
I'm really hungry. I think I'm going to switch to T-Mobile. You know what else I'm thinking? I'm going to go to that sushi place right there.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that. I definitely don't want to be like a rhinoceros.
You know what else would be pretty good?
What?
Probably a very often overlooked choice, but like a dog in a loving family.
Oh, yeah.
That would be pretty good.
When Justin mentioned cat, I was going to say like a house cat.
Like yeah, a house dog would be bad.
The best life ever.
I like belly scratches.
Yeah, I mean, we're watching Rob with his cat, and like that cat's like living his best life ever. He's like, his eyes are closed, and he's getting some rubs. And
yeah, man. Yeah.
What you don't see is he bites me in the arm off camera for like 2 minutes till I move so he can work around to get in. For the motherfucker just like chomps on me over and over again.
You're making it. You're not like really selling the bean. A cat sucks on this situation. No,
he's living the real life. He's
because you know the cat's like running the house at the same time, and he's like,
he's 15. Well, he's like giving up caring at all. He's just like, I'm going to where I want to go. You can try to stop me, but you're not.
You're my armrest.
Last time I went to Nip's house, I set up my bed, like my air mattress and my sleeping bag, and the cat's like, yeah, this is my new bed now, and just slept there all weekend.
I took the puppy to the vet on Friday, and she has doubled in size in the past 2 weeks. She was like 5 pounds, and now she's 11, like 11.6 or something like that. Man, I love that dog. She is just like the sweetest thing ever. She's still like having accidents, but they're getting like, I don't know, it's really weird because the doctor told me like sometimes they'll happen and other times they won't. And it's, I don't know. It's really weird, but she's getting better and she's such a good dog. Other than the fact she ate that headset that one day, she's been pretty good. She loves to cuddle. And it's funny. I bought her a thing of tennis balls, on Friday night. And so Saturday I went and I got the tennis ball out and she was like ran under the table. She's like, what the fuck is that thing? And so she's so scared of it. She's like barking at it, and then today I look over and she's got it and she's like tossing it, and then by the end of the day she was playing fetch with the kids, kind
oh,
of.
Oh, dope! That's cool.
Yeah. Oh god, that's fun having a dog again. But it wasn't fun this morning after the stream, and then she woke me up at 5:30, and then basically once she's up, she's like, "Yep, we're up now. We're good." So that did kind of suck.
Like having a 3-year-old again.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see here. I have something, another thing I wanted to bring up. So I go on to this. I don't go on there very often, but, you know, I like this. I have this Reddit app, and it's Reddit Picks HD. And it's kind of nice because it's Reddit posts, but it's just like photos. So you could kind of like go through, just sit there and just like, you know, hit and just keep going through shit and going through shit. So I have like all these different, it comes standard with like all of Reddit picks, funny, what the fuck, all, advice animals, and it like maybe like 12 regular ones that it comes with standard. And then if you have a Reddit account, it will add your subreddits in for you. And, I'm not going to read you off all my subreddits. That's personal. That's for me. But there's one that I go into every now and again that somebody showed me, and it's just
don't
like...
Don't be contacting me between 2 and 4. That's dude, Willie's time.
It's so fucking depressing, and it just makes me see how many stupid people are in this world, and it's our trashy. And it's just like, it's the worst of the worst people you can imagine. Some of it is kind of like funny, and other stuff is just like, you just shake your head. And so I found this one post in there, and this is a Facebook post. Used lacy panty thongs. Recently I had a lap band and can no longer fit into them. Only worn about 12 times each. My washer machine is currently broken, so I suggest you rewash them before buying to be safe. Asking 32 for the trio. They were purchased in Las Vegas for 15 apiece. I did use some Febreze, so there's no more odor that I know of. Slight tear in the red, but you can easily fix with thread or a piece of duct tape. If interested, please PM me or comment. So I thought that was really interesting.
Wait, duct tape?
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to put it in the... I don't know. Let's see. Here it is.
I don't even know what to say to that. Like, is there a market for that?
It's just very upsetting.
That's got to be a joke, right? Like,
it has to be.
It can't be.
I mean,
real.
$32. I think I can find a better deal.
No, these are really do. These. Some of these are. I mean, I'm assuming that one is probably real, but a lot of these people are just fucking idiots. And here's another one. This person trying to sell a. It's called the Wizinator.
I know those.
Yeah,
I've seen those.
$50 for the Wizinator. Fake discreet penis used to pass drug screens. Never had to use it. So there you go. That's good.
It's good. Yeah.
And
get some clean urine to fill up that the bladder, and then you wear that device, and you know it has this prosthetic penis that I guess great. If somebody's monitoring you doing your drug test, they'll be fooled. They're like, oh yeah, that's the real deal for sure. Yeah. I believe that. Nice wristwatch, pal.
Yeah. All right. So we started a, Lord knows Gear Dad's stolen enough ideas from me. So I took one out of his playbook here, and we started a podcast. He even said that, so that's why I'm saying that. We started a gentlemanly inquiry channel in our Discord for podcast questions, in case anybody has any. There's really only one question in here and about 50 comments about that one question from everybody else. But nonetheless, I will read it.
It was a popular question.
It was, apparently. And so this is from Gear Dad. And he said, at what age were you when you realized you couldn't physically do things, sports, gaming, the way you did when you were in your 20s? So what age were you when you realized that? I think I was probably, like 35 when I realized that I felt my body not bouncing back the way it used to. And even like, and now it's, I mean, I think a lot of it has to do with my health too, and probably just not taking care of myself as well as I should. And hopefully when and if I get to the point where I do feel a little bit better about myself and get myself in a better shape, maybe I will, but I think it was about 35 when I may have even still been bartending then and noticed that I just cannot stay up till 4 o'clock in the morning and then bounce back and get up and not be tired and have my body feel the way that it used to.
So I still play ice hockey. Yeah, like once a week. But I went on probably a 2-year hiatus, you know, between like the kids being born and buying houses and this and that. I was just too busy for it, you know. When I went back, this was last year I went back, so I was 32. And the first 3 or 4 games, I was definitely, like, I was feeling it. Like, I woke up, I was sore. I couldn't last as long on the ice. I could last maybe, like 20, 30 seconds of, like, hard skating, and I was done, you know? Where normally, when I was younger, I could probably last, like, a good minute. But then it kind of came back a little bit. Like the more games I played, more I practiced, the more I worked out at home, I kind of got it back, you know? So I think it's more of kind of like how you were saying, like it's more of kind of retraining your body to do the things that you used to do. Mm-hmm. You know,
I think whether too, it's I think your
exercise, whatever.
Your judgment changes too, like on what's worth it or not. Like for snowboarding, for instance, I taught a freestyle snowboard league for 5-6 years. And after breaking bones and breaking my face 1 year on a rail, like breaking my tooth, it's just kind of like I just don't care about this anymore. I just want to ride. Like, yeah. I just want to go and have fun, and I can ride all day still and be fine. But like, you know, I just hit that point where I'm like, I don't give a shit if I don't ride handrails anymore. Or I don't go off jumps because, you know, I was doing jumps and like my knees would hurt if I didn't land right. And it's like, you know, fuck it, man. Like, I don't want to blow out my knees, you know?
It's funny, the same thing. I was actually younger. I was like 15, 16. I used to ride dirt bikes a lot. And we used to try to build the biggest jumps and do and try all different kinds of tricks. And after I probably turned like...
Some sweet jumps? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I probably turned like 18, 19. And I fell once. And my bike flipped over. The handlebars broke. My water pump started leaking. I'm like... Why am I doing this? You know, like, why am I trying to kill myself for nothing? So that's when I decided, I'm just going to ride. Let's just enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to break bones.
See, this is a weird question, but I wasn't even out of my 20s. But that was because I was in, like, my major car accident, which is now, well, that was in 06. So, I mean, it's been a while. I wasn't able to do half the stuff I was able to do before because you have two herniated discs in your lower back. You really don't just bounce back from that. So, I mean, but, you know, I tried hard and then, like, yeah, I hit, like, my 32, 33, and then it's like, you know, since then it's just been downhill. But I know, like, that part right there really affected me because, hey, yeah, you can't pick up stuff because if you pick this up and it's too heavy, guess what? You could blow out your back and then not be able to do anything for 8 months because you're going to be laying on your back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you really start rethinking, you know, things in life. Like, hey, should I even do this stupid thing anymore? But... I know, like, that's where I started to slow down, and that was more of a, I don't want to have to go to back surgery. I'm still trying to avoid it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, early 30s, things just don't come back as quick. You know, you can't have as many super early mornings in a row. I couldn't. Even just since I dislocated my shoulder, it's been like 2.5 years. This thing is still a wonky mess. Mm-hmm. Like, I know it's going to probably be bugging me forever and ever. So I don't know. There's just a lot of things that, like, you start to feel a little more the creakiness kind of your body, where you just know that shit, you're getting older. You know, the day that you wake up on your 35th birthday, you're closer to 50 than to 20. And that messed me up for a little bit. Like, I just want to make sure that when I hit 40, I'm at least...
I'm pretty close to 50.
Well, I'm pretty close to 40. And my goal is hopefully that when I hit that number, I'm at least somewhat comparable in size and shape and function as I was at 35. And the goal at 35 was to be somewhat comparable to 30. Like, I know that I got to start making some changes, especially after my most recent procedure there. Like, I don't know. We're getting older, you know? You hit 40 as a guy, and it's like, that's when shit starts to kind of come unglued, you know? The wheels start to fall off a bit, so...
Yeah, what sucks is, like, now, like, when my wife and I are watching, like, TV or something like that, and, you know, it's like, sometimes when you're watching something, you just go into IMDb, and you start looking up the people, and you're like, oh, that person's that age, you know? It's like, we're watching the Mayans the other night, and my wife is like, yeah, that guy's the same age as us. I'm like, that guy's the same age as me? And it's like, oh, fuck, jeez, that guy's like, he's like jacked. It's a really good shape. He doesn't have any gray hair. I mean, granny probably dyes it. But, like, you know, it's, I don't know. It really sucks. But then again, my job isn't, I don't get paid to, like, work out and be super handsome. I just do it for free. I don't know. It's tough.
But I'm mostly good still. I'm still mostly good.
Yeah,
it's not all the same high notes. It just takes a little bit longer to get back recovering from it.
Yeah, you know, you're getting old when someone goes like, "Oh, how'd you hurt yourself?" It's like sleeping.
Oh, I sneezed. Actually, a couple nights.
You slept in that funky position, and it's like you wake up and it's like, oh God, what? Kill me.
Really, I turned to the right, and my whole shoulder like seized up. I was like, oh no. Oh Jesus.
It really is weird. Like, you do really just wake up one day and you're just like, wow, this is just how I feel now. And
there was once that I dropped something in the shower, and I remember I had to brace myself on the wall to pick it up, and I was like, what the fuck happened to me? Like, who is this old man here?
I grab onto things when I go down on my knees to get back up again. It's like, fuck.
Yeah, it's that joke it's so true, but I mean, it's the funniest thing, but it's that whole, you've really reached, you know, adulthood as a man when you start making noises when you get up and down from your chair.
So... I saw this thing on some late night infomercial, and it was geared towards seniors, but I couldn't help but thinking, you know what, that would actually be pretty useful for my car, because it's kind of low. You know, the seats are kind of low, and they really kind of grip you. So to get out of that thing...
Is it little arm thing that goes in the door?
Yes. Yes. It's this little arm. It's this little thing that when you open the door, it like clips into the clip, and you use it to kind of help yourself out of the car. So it looks like... You know, it's all old people using this thing, and I'm like, shit, I could go for one of those some days.
How great would a chair be in the shower? Oh my gosh.
I bought my house from a couple of people who are moving from their house into a retirement center.
Yeah.
And there are like safety rails in the shower and all over the place.
Do you got one of those chairs that goes up the stairs?
Thankfully, no.
Those probably help out with the nights when you have a little too much Lagavulin 16.
It really does. They get like the safety mat too, like with the that you put down in there, the no slip mat and stuff like that. It's like, yeah, all right.
That's all. I appreciate your old people. Canuck going up and down on a little like acorn up and down the stairs, going like, yeah, just like drunk as hell. Oh,
well, I think the goal is to. I mean, the goal is definitely to kind of ease those pains and,
yeah,
I don't know. Gonna try and get better.
I gotta try and get back into shape because, you know, I've got less than 90 days till baby time. So,
That just reminded me. Yes, you do have that. Both of you guys, babies coming up, but, a friend of ours, did just have a baby recently. And,
that's right.
Huge congratulations to our buddy Depp M. Malone and his wife for welcoming a new baby Titan into the world. Yep. So I don't know, Ben, you're probably busy, but if you are listening to this, congratulations to both you and your wife. That's awesome.
He posted a cute picture yesterday, and his little boy was smiling. I was like, awesome. Dude, that's awesome, dude.
Good for them. Yeah. Good for them.
Kids are great when they're not mine.
Oh my God, my kids were assholes tonight. But update, I guess I never said this on the show. I forgot to mention this last week. So we found out that that my son does not need to have surgery on his knee. That he has Lyme disease. And so when you catch it, you know, I remember when I was a kid and, you know, someone said they had Lyme disease and they would, you know, their joints would like be super bad, or maybe they would, you know, have some kind of, you know, affliction. They'd be super tired. And, but now I believe like if you catch it, quick enough, that you could pretty much virtually make it kind of go away. So he's on like a month worth of antibiotics, which really sucks. Because after, I mean, anybody who's been on antibiotics for any extended period of time, it really fucks with your stomach. So he's got like a sore, you know, stomach really hurts, which is kind of keeping me on edge. Cause the other, like Halloween night, my just go to lay down and I get a text or I get a phone call from my daughter, who was complaining about a stomach ache before she went to bed. I threw up in my bed. I'm like, fuck. Like, literally, you know that when you're just past that twilight phase where you kind of, like, fell off to sleep and you're just in your zone? And I, like, had to pop up, go upstairs, and clean up. Fucking, she threw up fucking everywhere. And, I'm a lot better with that stuff than my wife, so she knows to just not get out of bed. That I handled it, and so but anyway, so he's like, you know, he's had like a sore stomach from the antibiotics, but within the first few days all the swelling went down in his knee, and he's
That's
back.
Good.
He went back to hockey Friday night. He had practice and then did pretty well in the game yesterday, and yeah, so he's doing Sweet. Better. And so apparently you know, I was kind of like pissed off at the fact that they told my wife when they went to the orthopedist that, hey, we're not going to see this kid until he has a Lyme test. So I was like, what the fuck? Like, the fucking kid's knee is hurting. Like, do whatever you got to do. And they're like, no. So then they got the test, and sure enough, it came back. And just to let everybody know out there, those people who are dads, 10 to 13 is the biggest window for kids to get Lyme disease. And Damn so it. If, yeah, just watch out. Apparently they're the baby ticks that are more of the problem, and keep a lookout for the classic bullseye. And so, yeah. So, but he was saying that for an injury, like to tear something in your, like a ligament in your knee, it would have to be a significant injury that it wouldn't be like, I don't know how I hurt it. Type of thing. So yeah, so there's something to think about or to consider.
Anyway. Or if you're 35, you just land wrong playing volleyball and rip your ACL in half.
Yeah. Well, that's what my wife did. That's what we were thinking it was. Yeah, exactly. How's she doing, by the way?
Just fine.
Yeah.
Well, recovering, you know. Doesn't come back when you're older.
35, as quickly, yeah. It doesn't all come back in place.
She goes to the gym tries to go to the gym every day, and
well, good for you, man.
That's awesome.
My old man tore his ACL at 48, pushing, readjusting his boat on the trailer in the water.
Humble brag.
So like, when the boat is no weight because it's floating in the water, he managed to tear his knee. So I got
it's
that
basically like he tore his knee pushing a cloud, right? Is that what you're trying to
yeah,
say?
Yeah, basically. Like...
Oh, man.
Hell of a weekend for that poor man. His transmission blew out, too. He did 45 for 6 hours home.
Oh, jeez.
With a torn ACL. So I just assume that some sort of horrible future is out there for me as well, because I laughed at him.
Well, I hope not. But what is in the future for you is to pick a song for Song of the Week. Because let's get into it. Song of the Week, everybody. Last week, we started a new thing, which is that we all chose a song, all the hosts of the show, and I put it out onto Twitter as a poll, and I have the results of that poll. Let's see. Baroque chose Whatever It Takes by Imagine Dragons. Boost chose Bible by Ghost. Stu chose Love Spreads by Stone Roses. And I chose Dance the Night Away by Van Halen. And I won. I get a point. So suck it, you
I'm
guys.
I'm going to call shenanigans.
No, it's right here. 53%
you
of the
inflated,
vote.
You inflated your vote.
53% of the vote. So, you know what?
Haters, you know what
haters,
did, Justin.
Haters going to hate. What?
Did the Dead Tail or the Distinguished Gentleman Twitter account vote for Van Halen as well?
Did it?
Did they?
No.
No?
I don't even think I vote. I don't even think I voted.
I don't know because account. You put it out there. Like I saw in the tweet, it was like tweeted 1 minute ago, two votes. And I'm like, really? So I voted. I was the third vote. I voted for my song and the other two were for your song. And I was like, wait a minute here.
Oh, yeah, because nobody would look at that and go, who the fuck are all these other people? Van Halen, Dance the Night Away? That is a classic song that everybody will love. I'll vote for that one.
Anyway.
So, anyway, I won. I get a point.
Congratulations.
Rigged.
So, let me just add that. Dance the Night Away. Add to playlist. Okay. So, for our regular songs... and any new listeners out there, because we are only in episode 3, after all, we have a Spotify playlist. And if you're a new listener, you're probably like, why is it called Dad Tales Podcast Playlist? don't worry about that, okay? You let us worry about why it's called that. Yeah. So who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
So as tempted as I was to just... you know, be petulant and say, I don't care. I'm taking Love Spreads. I'm still on my cowboy shit. Okay. And right. I watched Logan the other day, that movie.
Mm-hmm.
That Old Man movie. Logan.
Yeah.
And at the end of it, the song comes on as the credits roll. And it's Johnny Cash, The Man Comes Around.
Nice.
Okay, good
that
stuff.
That movie is great.
It's good to ride on horseback and listen to it while you have a nice smoke. After killing a man for no reason.
All right. That's on there. All right. Who's next?
I'm going to go with the Interrupters is the band.
Okay. Ooh, yes.
She's Kerosene.
I love the Interrupters, dude.
I remember when I was a kid and my grandparents, they wouldn't put the heat on. I don't know why they wouldn't put the heat on, but they had like a kerosene heater in the middle of their living room. And just that smell, like I smelled somebody in the grocery store the other day. Like, I don't know who still has kerosene heat. Is it like outlawed? I don't know. But somebody smelled like kerosene. I was like, it just flood of fucking memories came back to me of him with this heater in the middle of the living room. Probably could have caught the whole house on fire.
Yeah, I don't know if that's safe.
Alrighty. Anybody else? Anybody for song of the week? Any takers?
Alright. I was gonna do hip hop, but I'm not gonna do that. I know that you guys like
I have a hip hop one this week.
I like hip hop. Hip hop Anonymous.
I was gonna say I was gonna go with punk.
Hip hop Anonymous?
Okay, then I'll go with my first one then.
Okay.
Let's do Powder Cocaine by Evidence. I love the beat. It's such a good beat.
All right. Okay. Nips or Baroque?
So my song was also inspired by a movie that I watched this weekend.
All right.
I got Public Enemies, He Got Game.
Nice.
What game? What movie were you watching?
He Got Game.
Oh, He Got Game. Oh, yeah, I see. I don't know. I've never seen that movie. Oh.
It's Denzel Washington and Ray Allen.
That's probably why. I'm not a fan of Denzel Washington. He plays Denzel Washington in every fucking movie.
Every single fucking
He's like
movie.
Nicolas Cage. He's the Nicolas Cage of Denzel Washington's.
Okay.
All right, Baroque.
I'm going to go with The Highwayman by Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, And that whole crew, because that song is just awesome. Plus, I too have been thinking about cowboys a lot more than I'd like to admit.
139.16.
You're not going to quit Boost saying, I could last like 30, 40 seconds.
Nope. This is a good one.
I wish I could quit you.
So that's, that was you liking all my Instagram pictures.
Why? Why, yes, it was Boost.
All right.
I love that sexy, sexy beard.
All right. And I am going to go with Regulate by Warren G.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, that's great.
I love that song.
That's
such a good one.
I was watching this. I was just watching some YouTube videos the other day, and Jonah Hill was on Jimmy Fallon. And he was talking about his new movie, Mid-90s. I don't know if you guys have seen the previews for this movie. It looks really, really good. And it's basically about, like, it takes place in the mid-90s. And it's about, like, this kid, and he's a skateboarder, and I guess he falls in with this group of older kids. He was talking about the soundtrack. And what intrigued me is that the text on the video said, Jonah Hill is best friends with Morrissey. And as a Morrissey fan, I had to click on it and watch it. But basically, he was talking about, like, just how awesome of an experience it is that, you know, he went from, you know, this is just a movie he's been writing in his bedroom for years and never thought anybody would see it or anything would come of it. And, like, here's this movie. And he was talking about how he didn't have enough budget to actually, like, buy, you know, pay for songs to be in the movie. So what he did was is he wrote, like, letters to all these artists asking them for permission to use the, you know, I don't know, maybe for a lesser price or, you know, or for free or whatever. And he said Morrissey had sent him a letter, and he was like, oh, so, you know, basically we're best friends now. But anyway, but it intrigued me. So I went on to Spotify to listen to the soundtrack, and Regulators was on there. And there was also like some, like The Far Side and like some other shit that I hadn't heard from in a long time. So I was like, oh fuck, Regulators. That's my song of the week song this week. But that movie looks good. If you haven't seen the trailer, go look for mid-90s. It looks pretty dope.
I'm sorry. Every time I hear Regulators, I still think to the Sesame Street with Bert and Ernie singing Regulators, because that whoever did that did it so perfectly.
They did a few of them, but I think they all got taken down.
Oh,
I think they did.
I have to find that. I haven't seen that in a while. Anyway. That's let's wrap it up there. Thanks so much to Fluffy Fingers MD and to Admiral Nips for joining the podcast tonight. You guys are awesome gentlemen, and we appreciate you. And we love.
We're gonna kick your ass in this contest.
I think we're gonna kick your ass. I hope.
Yeah, you're lucky. I could get my wife to join the Discord if the baby was coming sooner. She'd lose a hell of a lot of weight.
Oh yeah, there you go. But yeah,
that's the kind of cheating I like.
Yeah. I lost a whole human. Where can we guys find you at on the internet if people were so inclined to do so?
You can find me on Farmers Only. My username is XanaFan711, and I want you to swipe right.
Nice.
Oh my God. I hope he didn't want me to use like a nom de plume for that question.
It wouldn't matter. Fluffy would blow up his spot. That's what he does.
All right.
That was Banafan 711.
812.
No, that's too obvious.
Yeah.
Let's go with Xanafan 713.
We got a letter from Akron Cat Guy. He writes it.
I love veggies, but... Seriously, broccoli's my favorite food. Anyway, yeah, Rob, where can we find you at?
On Twitter at Admiral Nips, and once a week, most of the time, on the Potato Thumbs podcast.
That is correct.
You're not hunting wolves.
I'm not hunting wolves.
Everybody go listen to Potato Thumbs podcast. All right, Boost.
Boost KDV. Everywhere.
Yeah. Go check out his YouTube. You can find him at YouTube /
R24896736ZU.
Capital H, lowercase C.
I think I heard a niner in there somewhere.
I think so.
Baroque, how about you?
You can find me at Baroque Reaper all across the interwebs.
Okay, Stu.
At Stugazzo, STU_GATZO on Twitter. Don't forget to send me those news stories and, from around the globe.
And don't forget the underscore.
And the dick pics.
And the and you could find us at DGentsPod on Twitter. You can find me at JCJesse. And yeah, I'm a little dyslexic. I did fix the clan tag the other night after somebody was like, "Yeah, it says GDP and it's supposed to be DGP."
But I used to
Hey, we are the gross domestic product around here. You know?
I used to put everything as DPT. Anyway, thanks so much for listening, everybody. Be excellent to each other.
To the smack that like button.
Hashtag. To smack that like button. Defenders of the universe. Make magic with the microphone. Distinguished gentlemen, they're the freaking best! And why is the carpet all wet, Todd? I don't know, Margot.